Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, we had the numbers out this morning, and before I dig in with some specific questions, what were your general thoughts?
Well, I think that I wasn't surprised by the fact that the USDA raised the feed numbers and the export numbers on corn. I thought that that was probably in line with where we are price-wise, because they had taken so much away from us on feed in the past because corn had lost its competitive edge against the alternative feeds. I think it's just saying to us, you know, now it's coming back in, and we again are being able to do that. Beans, not a surprise. I thought that it was pretty there. Maybe a little bit surprised on the wheat side that they kept everything the same.
I guess I took the other tact with that. I took a little bit issue with that. How can USDA raise production by 193 million bushels and only raise the ending stocks by 14 when they took 150 out of feed and residual and another and exports? And I guess they're making the case that if China corn is going down and Argentina corn is going down, we're going to export more to those countries. And I guess that makes some sense, but I'm also looking at the world economy, and it's not so great yet.
Well, no, it's not that it's so great, but I think you have to take into effect they do look at the American dollar, and we've been extremely competitive in that marketplace because of the dollar. I think that's a number of, you know, that's behind a lot of the increases. Take a look at our export sales today. Export sales, both on corn and beans, were above the expectations again. And so I think when you look at the USDA also, you know, they went up to a 12.954 billion bushel crop. I'm not sure how confident they are in that crop, but they have to follow their models for right now. We have to remember one thing. When you look at USDA numbers, you know, and I didn't look up the specific report this morning, but from years past, you know, we probably have about a 7% deviation on this report. You know, and so when you look at that and you take a 7% deviation, that, you know, that's we could have as low as a 12 billion bushel crop, you know, or we could have as high as a 13.8 billion bushel crop. So there's, you know, I think people get they are misled and they misunderstand. These numbers are they have I guess you'd call it a fudge factor built in there because we really don't know where we're at just yet. But the one thing we do know is that at this point in time, corn price is competitive and is a value. And so that's why I think when they look at their models, that's where they're coming up with the numbers.
Do those people that were in the trade at 160, oh, say 165, 168, start second-guessing themselves?
Well, I think that there, too, they have big deviations on those reports. You know, they come out with those numbers, and if you look at their end numbers, they'll always say, well, we were this close, you know, and so I don't know if they'll second guess themselves. I think they may back off. You know, the Landworth numbers certainly are making people think that the potential might be there. So I don't know if I'd say they would second guess themselves, but if they're using models that are saying that are using the crop condition ratings, you know, they probably feel very justified in where they're at.
All right, then. Let's very quickly move into today's calls.
Well, I'll tell you, these are some of the toughest ones I've had in a long time, Dave. I'm going to call corn and wheat even to probably up 4, and I'm going to call beans down 2 to up 2, hogs higher just following the overnights, and cattle mixed.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Take care.
You too. That's Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign.